Now that they're in control of Congress, Democrats are reviving an old rule. Stay with us here, because if you care about the deficit or government spending or taxes, this could affect you. It's a rule that had lapsed and they want to bring back. It's called pay-as-you-go, or PAYGO for short. To talk about what they're doing and why, we've brought in David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. David, good morning.
Good morning.
This is something that Congress did in the 90s and then abandoned. Is that right?
That's right. What it is a rule that says that if you cut taxes or increase a government benefit program, you have to offset that with spending cuts or tax increases somewhere else. If the rule had been in place, President Bush would not have been able to do his deep tax cuts early in his term, and Congress would not have been able to pass the Medicare prescription drug benefit, which it didn't find any way to pay for.
Was this a Democratic idea to begin with?
Actually, it was born in the 1990 deficit reduction talks between a Republican president, George Bush the older, and his budget director, Dick Darman, and the Democratic leaders of Congress. It was a way to impose some discipline on the congressional process. Benefits and taxes are generally done by the same committee, so that committee would have to pay for what it did. And a separate rule put a cap on the annually appropriated spending that other committees of Congress do.
Well, now let's think this through. Democrats are the ones who have the famous reputation as big spenders. Democrats managed to sign onto this thing that was generated in part by Republicans, but then Republicans were the ones who abandoned it. How'd that happen?
Well, the 90s turned out to be a really different era in fiscal policy in the United States, a kind of budget discipline nirvana coupled with a booming economy that allowed the government to show a surplus. The Democrats want to hearken back to those days when they had an image of the fiscally responsible party. The Republicans, on the other hand, see some real downsides to restoring this rule.
Which are?
Well, one is it stops tax cuts. And as you know, they believe that tax cuts are important to the economy. Judd Gregg, the former chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, a Republican from New Hampshire, calls it tax-go instead of pay-go. Dick Armey, a former House Republican leader, calls it no-no. Second, it doesn't stop tax increases. It actually encourages them because you can use the money for something else. And thirdly, it doesn't do anything about a really fundamental problem in the federal budget, which is that healthcare spending on Medicare and Medicaid are growing even if you don't make the benefits any better, because the programs get more costly and because they're more beneficiaries. And so the Republicans say if you want to fix the deficit, you have to have a rule that does something about the programs that are on autopilot, not just stop them from putting in new programs.
Can I check one of those assertions that you just made? You said it stops tax cuts. Wouldn't it be more accurate to say that it makes tax cuts more challenging? You actually have to think about where you're going to get the money from.
You're absolutely right. It makes tax cuts, net tax cuts, where the government collects less money, much harder. It doesn't stop you from cutting taxes in one place and increasing them somewhere else if you think that's wise.
Do all these budget rules actually make a difference?
In my opinion, the rules work well when there's a consensus that the Congress wants to do something about the deficit, but just putting in the rules without the will doesn't do anything.
Okay. Does Congress actually want to do anything about the deficit?
The Democrats are determined to style themselves as the party of fiscal responsibility. The president has said that he wants to leave office having done something about long-term deficit problems, particularly those having to do with benefit programs like Medicare and Social Security. If both sides are serious and they are willing to compromise, something could happen, and rules like this can make that possible. If they just want to posture the argument over rules as a proxy for doing something real.
David Wessel of The Wall Street Journal, thanks for coming by again.
A pleasure.